It is our bi-weekly check-in with the Two Harbors Public Library. Good morning, Madeline.
Good morning, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm doing fabulous. It's a fun drive and the fun, capital F-U-N, in the fun drive.
I was going to say I'm a little worried about you. I think I hear some cabin fever in your voice.
What have I been talking a lot about? Sunshine and rain and oh yeah, and that cabin fever is going to be awesome. Yeah,
I'm so excited to tune in. We're a big Charlie Parr fans in our
Sweet. Yes. Yep. So I'll be behind the mic introducing all of our fabulous guests who are donating their time and talents. That's just amazing. That's like beyond awesome.
Oh my gosh, that's huge. You can't even, I'm sure somebody can out there count all that value, but
yeah,
when you think about all of the time and training that it takes for these artists to develop their voices, their
right.
songs, and I feel like they tend to be the most generous souls since they draw inspiration from a community and then give back to that community. So,
right.
so excited for this weekend.
Yes, very cool. Thanks for the plug, Madeline. So let's plug the library. What do you got going on there?
Absolutely. So speaking of sunshine and funshine, I realize it hasn't necessarily been the prettiest April. You know, Prince has a great song called Sometimes It Snows in April. And I'm sure that music critics in L.A. think, wow, what a beautiful metaphor. And music listeners in Minnesota are like, we get it, man. Shut up.
Right. Right. It's not a metaphor at all. He's just talking, reflecting on real life.
Exactly. But despite the fact that sometimes it does snow in April, we've launched our Walk and Talk book club this month. And
yes.
we've had such great conversations.
So
Tuesdays at noon, we just meet at the library front desk. We've had some pretty intimate groups, and it's a gentle, beautiful walk from the library to Agate Bay. We're able to use the sidewalks and the trails. It's relatively level terrain, and it's just been so much fun getting to know community members a little bit more intimately. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
easy to talk about a book, but once you're on a walk, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's easier to really let your mind wander and your voice come out. So it's been just kind of an honor to discuss the book Gichigami Hearts by Linda Lagarde Grover with community members during these Walk and Talk book clubs.
That's so cool. That is so cool. And people can join any time. If you've missed the first couple, you are definitely welcome to join next Tuesday, correct?
Exactly. Just stop on by the library. We usually leave around noon.
Okay, sweet. Perfect. All right, what else you got going on?
So last time we talked about our Friends of the Library book sale, and if it's okay, I want to give a quick fundraising update.
Sure.
They raised, through the generosity of the Two Harbors community, they raised $1,500 on that book sale. So I am just agog because all of that money is going to be invested in what we can do to make our library
mm-hmm.
as vibrant and livable and what you really need it to be. So really grateful for the support of the Friends of the Library, as well as for everybody who stopped in to buy a book or two, or in my case, seven.
I know it was too short of a time. I was in Duluth for work and couldn't make it, but you know, that speaks volumes for, you know, that it was only 2 days you guys were trying something new, but how important this is to the community and how well ran it is that people wanted to make the effort to be there, and that to raise that kind of a total when the books and resources are so minimally priced. I'm just going to do a plug for our fun drive, is that every bit you donate adds up and helps. So there's a perfect example, Madeline. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that fun drive, you know, if you go and get a cup of coffee, that's $5. So
mm-hmm.
if there's not room in your budget to contribute to the radio this year, just take a look at what you're doing for the week and think, okay, well, if I usually spend an hour with the radio every week, maybe this is the week I'll go without my latte. Maybe this is the week where, you know, we usually order pizza on a Tuesday, and let's spend that pizza money going towards something that the community is able to enjoy at no cost to us instead.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not even really a sacrifice. It's because the timing It doesn't take that long. It's more of, oh, I meant to write that check out. Oh, I meant to go online. Oh, I meant to give them a call. You know, this is our fundraising week, and of course, we like to have it in one nice, succinct little time. But don't stress out about it. Write yourself a note and do it whenever you can.
Yeah. And I do love that your website makes it so easy that if you just have a PayPal account, it's, you know, it's no different from buying something on Amazon.
Right, exactly. And once it's done, it's done. And, you know, I wanted to talk to you, Madeline, that you've been fairly new here. Gosh, we're probably going on 6 months since you've been calling in. Well, maybe 4 months. But I want to really plug the Two Harbors Public Library for your commitment, support, and partnership since we've been on there, before we were even on the air. This is one of the first things that different entities were like, we need to highlight our fabulous library. So the longevity and support of all the different staff and volunteers and members of the library, how you have made it a point to make it part of your mission to connect with the radio and be a part of the community in this very informative, helpful way. So I just want to, yay, give you a clap.
Yay, and thanks for that shout out. Because, yeah, like you said, it takes a village. And when you look at when you look at the shared mission of organizations like the Two Harbors Public Library and KTWH, we want to make sure that we have a community that is informed, engaged, has both education and recreation opportunities, so it's a natural extension to be able to be a part of this, you know, free press and to continue with these conversations, because I really do love how KTWH listens and responds and reflects back to the community. You know, it's not a radio station plugged into Two Harbors, it is Two Harbors as a radio station.
That's a great way of putting it. And you know what? Having a voice to the library on the air, when I run into people, they're like, that just makes me want to go in and meet the staff, or I heard la 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 on the radio. And so it's giving it's giving you as a library a personality and makes you approachable, where people want to go in and say, you know, they talked about this, you know, awesome craft in a bag, I need to go get one. and that you make it so welcoming and exciting. So, you know, it's a win-win for everybody. Library, radio, and our residents and community for sure.
So great. So great. And yes, there's going to be so many different ways to engage coming in May as well. This month, we relaunched some of our in-person adult programming with that Walk and Talk Book Club, as we're taking a look at making sure that we're as safe and responsive as possible to public health. We feel that it's time that we're able to bring back some of the in-person youth programming, which I'm so jazzed for.
Oh, nice.
So stay tuned. This is kind of that sneak peek teaser.
But yay!
In the morning, there's going to be different art projects for the littles. And then in the afternoons, the tweens and teens, kind of that double-digit age group, will get to play with robots. So we receive funding through the Library Services Technology Act to purchase these Dash and Dot robots and some other really fun STEAM and STEM activities. We've been working with a teen advisory group to help us understand, you know, what are teens looking for in technology, what can we do to support them without getting in their way. So we are so excited to finally launch that. So that publicity should be out later this week. We just need some final okay for graphics from our grantors. But, yeah, just making sure that that library is a space for everybody, especially since if you have listeners who aren't involved with the school district, as a reminder, the Lake Superior School District is a four-day-a-week school district.
Right.
So our students are not in the classroom on Friday, so that's just an additional way to engage with them.
Yep. And that is amazing. Love, love, love it. How can listeners get in touch with you to learn all about the fabulous things going on there?
Stop on in the library. We're here to help. We're open Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, 9:30 to 5, Tuesdays, Thursdays, 11:30 to 7. We also have a website at twoharborspubliclibrary.com. Or if you have specific questions and just want to talk to a person about, hey, can you renew this book? hey, do you have any ideas for another book? Or even things that don't have to do with books, but keep it library-related.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, it just didn't land. I'll keep trying, Michelle, no worries. But our phone number is also 218-834-3148.
Excellent. Anything else before I let you go?
How about let's talk on the radio next week about future library engagements with a friend?
Okay, not next week, but May 5th.
Oh, that's right. Just kidding. This is just a month that never ends.
I know. That's what I'm like.
April always have 7 weeks.
I know. That's what I'm like. Oh, my goodness. It's like my mom's birthday is the end of April, and I feel like I've missed her birthday 4 times already, but it hasn't even gotten here yet.
Oh, my gosh. It's too bad we can't check out a calendar at the library.
I bet you could print one off.
Yes, good point.
Yep, there's always, the library, anything is possible at the library.
So true.
Yep, that is my mantra. All right, dear, we will talk on May 5th, and I really, really appreciate you, as always, calling in.
Back at you. Have fun with the fun drive.
All righty. Thanks so much.
Talk to you soon, Michelle.
Yep. Bye, Madeline. Madeline Jarvis, director at the Two Harbors Public Library, and just so many amazing things happening over there. I just love hearing about it, and we obviously think that twice a month isn't enough time because we look forward to the next time right away.